Coors Banquet, brewed in the Rockies.
Sick.
And we are live. Welcome back.
Check, check.
This will be our first video podcast. Well,
Yeah.
Well, we've done others. We just haven't published
them. We haven't posted them yet.
Yeah. So, welcome back to the I Can't Even podcast with Lakota and Cabe.
What's up?
And I'm going to get it started with some whiskey. This is actually from your neck of the woods, dog. It's Tennessee Sour Mash Whiskey. Lone Hand.
Who is it?
Lone Hand? I don't know. Let's see. Like the time-honored Lincoln
County?
Yeah.
Lincoln County, Tennessee.
Where's that at? Ranch Crafted.
It's South Tennessee. It's like right. It's where Lynchburg is. Lynchburg's where Jack's made.
Oh, okay. So maybe these people just stole from
Jack.
I'm
pretty sure Jack Daniels is in a dry county.
Is it really?
I think so.
That's so interesting. Lynchburg, Tennessee. Well, do you have something to drink?
No, I don't. I'm not 21. Not yet.
Oh, that's true.
And I've got to go somewhere tonight, but I don't drink. I've never drank before. I get my first drink on Thursday. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Lynchburg, best known as the location of Jack Daniels, whose famous Tennessee whiskey is marketed worldwide as the product of a city with one traffic light. Despite the operational distillery, which is a major tourist attraction, Lynchburg's home county of Moore County is a dry county.
So how can you do wine, like, not wine tasting, but whiskey tasting there if it's a dry county?
I mean, obviously they don't care, I guess.
They're like, fuck it. Like, nobody else can drink unless you're on,
unless you're on property.
Jack Daniels.
Yeah, that's like being at an embassy or something.
You're right.
US embassy. Have you seen Shooter?
Oh, man, is that root beer?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Oh, here. Cheers, bro.
To
2020 being fucking done, dog. Let's go. Boom.
Yeah, I hate 2020. But have you seen Shooter, that TV show on Netflix? Dude, I started watching it 2 days ago, and I'm like halfway through season two now. So if you guys haven't seen that, dude, it's so good. It's like about this dude who's like, he's like the best sniper ever to come out of the Marines or something, and then he gets framed for trying to assassinate the president of the United States. So the whole first season is like him trying to exonerate himself, basically. Yeah, it's super dope. It's really,
is
really
good.
Is it
on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It was on USA, and then Netflix, I think, finished the third season.
USA puts out really, really good shows.
I don't watch enough TV shows, dude. That's the first show I've started since, I mean, like, May, maybe? I mean, I watched that show on Apple TV Plus, the morning show or whatever, and that was really good. And that's, I think that's the last TV show that I watched all the way through. Other than
I didn't watch that one all the way through. Is it worth it?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
It's really good.
I watch a lot of TV.
I don't.
I watch a lot.
Not enough.
I get home, I'm binge watching something on my phone. I go to bed, I'm laying in bed, binge watching the same show. I wake up, I immediately turn the show on.
Really?
It's bad. Oh yeah. It's bad.
I used to be like that in high school. We had iPads for our school, and I set up on my bed, like above my bed, I put like a piece of cardboard and then like put strings down from my ceiling so that I could lay in bed and look up and watch TV on my iPad. So I would watch Lost. I watched Lost in like 4 weeks over the course of like the month of January when I was in like the ninth grade because we were in snow and stuff.
Last time I watched Lost, I was dropping acid. And
haven't done that.
That is a great show.
Lost is amazing. Lost is a great TV show.
That's a great show to be like fucking out of it.
I mean,
like, so good. It's a good show sober too, but
dude, it's a great show.
Better on acid.
I love that show.
Yep.
It's really good.
I'm watching Scrubs right now, which is a sitcom, and it's just a goofy ass sitcom.
I've heard of
it. It's funny.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Prime.
Dude, Prime's kind of clutch. Prime's pretty good.
Prime is good. They got good shit.
And their student discount, they have a student discount. I think it's $6.99 a month for Amazon Prime Video, Amazon Prime, like buying stuff, and Amazon Music, which Amazon Music sucks, but they have Garth Brooks on there. So,
yeah, but if you have, I think if I understand it correctly, if you have Amazon, like if you have an Amazon account, you get everything Amazon has to offer.
Yeah, you get it's the same thing, but for students, it's like $6.99 instead of whatever it usually is.
$9.99 or some shit like that. Yeah,
not that big of a deal, but
or like it's like $120 a year if you pay monthly, $9.99, or $100 a year, like $99 if you pay it one time.
Yeah. Do you use Apple or Spotify?
For music?
Yeah.
I use Apple.
Okay. I just switched kinda. I have both because I need to have both. But dude, Spotify is so much better, like for the consumer. Like we've been using, I did it because that's what we use at work, and they signed into my Spotify account because I'm the only one there that has Prime, which is weird to me because there's like 20 of us that work there and we're all in the music industry, but we always use mine. And so I started having all this music come up on my Spotify. Dude, their playlists are amazing. Like I don't know what their algorithm is or how they do it. I don't know if they, I mean, I should know that, but I feel like it changes all the time. But Spotify's for the consumer is so much friendlier in my opinion.
I don't disagree because I use Spotify to listen to Joe Rogan and mm-hmm. other podcasts and even the Icon't Even podcast. Like I primarily listen to podcasts on Spotify now.
It's just more user friendly. Yeah.
It is. And I've thought about switching, but I'm just so tied in. Like I have so much music downloaded.
Me too. I downloaded an app that did it all for me. That's why I did it. I have playlists with thousands of songs in them. I would not have wanted to take the time to do that.
Really?
Yeah,
it's an app, and it worked.
Yeah, what's it called? It's called Song Shift. So you download it; it's free, and then you just put your playlist in on Apple. You sign into your Apple account and your Spotify, and then it just transfers it all. So it was
That's pretty clutch.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
That's fucking good.
Yeah,
dude, let's talk about 2020 because 2020 ends tonight.
Thank God.
2021 starts tomorrow, right? Well, at midnight 01. What do you think of the year? Like,
honestly, overall, all things considered, I was with McKay yesterday. We went to go eat at a hot chicken place in Franklin, and we were talking about just like the year overall. And I can remember, I don't know if I've told you this, but I'll tell all the listeners because I know I haven't said it on the pod. So in May the 5th, me and one of my buddies named Noah, who's in ATO with me, McKay called me and he was like, hey, come to the quarry with us. Have you seen Grown Ups 2?
No, but did you guys called me that day?
Yeah, when I think that was quarry. That day. Okay, so for the listeners, the quarry is basically, if you've seen Grown Ups 2, the scene where they're all like out at the rocks, jumping in the water, like messing with the kids or whatever, it's not the same exact place, but it's pretty much exactly what it's like. So it's where everybody goes and just hangs out and swims and gets down, whatever. So we went.
Hold on. What do you mean?
Sorry. Vaughn, no, that's funny. The guy that I was talking about just FaceTimed me. People drink. That's what they do. So you go out there, everybody just gets drunk, whatever. And then after that, McKay was like, hey, we're having a bonfire. Come with us. We're like, okay. So we went, we leave around midnight, and McKay had driven us out there in the field in his 4Runner. And he was driving all of us back to our cars. And he's literally going like 15 miles an hour. He hadn't drank anything. I was sober at this point. I hadn't had anything in like 6 hours or something. And he's going 15 miles an hour, 15 or 20. And he turns left and hits a hole with the front right tire. And we flip and we are the car's upside down. And they're all freaking out. McKay is of course distraught. And I get out of the car and I was just like, nobody got hurt. Like, wow. Like I wasn't like laughing, but it was just like a sense of peace. And so the next day I remember calling my mom and I was like, Mom, this year sucks. And I know it's going to suck because this is not going to end for a while, but I'm going to make this the best year that I can possible. So like, I'm going to be broke, but I'm going to have fun and I'm going to live my life. And she's like, okay, honey, whatever you want to do, just be safe. And I was like, okay. And that's what I did. I mean, all things considered, it's been a pretty good year.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. My year's been Thanks weird. I've had three jobs this year. It's fucking crazy, dude.
You almost worked for the Border Patrol, dude.
You know, I still haven't canceled that process.
You need to.
After my acid comment, they'll probably be like, yeah, we probably don't want this guy.
Yeah.
Dude, I checked it. Actually, I could check it right now and see if I'm still active. They have an app for it. And yeah, I don't, I couldn't imagine now being that, like being a carpenter now.
Yeah.
Like, fuck trying to be a border patrol agent.
I would not have ever done that.
It's good money. And if you're down in Texas, dude, no income tax too. So you're bringing home 72 to 75,000 cash.
That's not bad.
No, it's not. So let's see. They sent me a code. Fuck you guys. God damn it. 930765. 930765. Let's see if I'm still active. I'm still active in the system. I'm in the same fucking spot
That's
that I
your
was in.
fallback.
Structured interview in progress.
That's your fallback.
No. No. Nope. I started this process, dude, back in June.
Feel like it was earlier than that.
No. It was back in June. Well, it was. I had to resubmit. So I had submitted it
That's what it
like
was.
late
Yeah,
May.
that's what I thought. You had to resubmit it or something.
Yeah, I was so pissed that I had to start that over again. But yeah, fuck that. So I've had three jobs. I worked for Vivint, left Vivint, delivered pizzas for Domino's, which sucked, and then applied for Border Patrol, got into the union up in Vancouver, Washington. Now I'm a carpenter.
That's what we like to
That is
hear.
crazy. Started a fucking podcast. Dude, this podcast has been going for a year
A
now.
year and a week or something, right?
Yep.
A year and a
Which is
week, a year
fucking,
and 8 days.
it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Oh, John
Did you
Harvey
see that?
TikToks?
Bro,
No.
he posted that last night.
Is he just trashed or what?
No, he just like was making a video of him singing and then he started coughing. It's got 120 something thousand likes.
Really?
Dude,
What
it's
the
got
fuck?
350,000 views, 140.1 thousand likes, and then he posted one today that's got 25,000 likes.
God damn.
Maybe we'll
Yeah,
start making money,
140
dude.
2000 comments.
Dude.
I love your TikTok. Can I shout it out?
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real Slim KB.
Yeah. Well,
That's
my
fucking
that's
dope.
just like the that's like your Instagram like name. That's not my username. My username is at Cape Kelly Wyatt. But
Oh. Okay, I don't know how TikTok
dude,
works.
TikTok's the best. TikTok's the
I
bomb.
will not get on it. I
I know you
refuse, but
won't.
I'm not.
It's addicting. It is addicting. There's this thing there, if you're scrolling through for so long, there's this video that'll come up and it's like, whoa, wait, you should stop scrolling. Get up and move. And I just scroll right past
Shut
there.
up.
Dude, it's
Shut
like
up.
it only does it when you do it like when you go for like a few hours on it. But I've gotten it a few times this week.
Bro, you've sat on TikTok for a few hours at a time.
Dude, I've been home alone. I'm in my parents' house alone, taking care of my dog. I've had nothing to do.
We could have been recording.
I know we could have been, but you at work.
Motherfuckers. I know. I had a half
We're
day today,
supposed to
so it's
record.
nice.
You texted me on Christmas Day and you were like, yo. Hold on, let me read it. That was funny. That was such a weird day.
What, I don't even know what I texted you. I'm
You
excited to.
said, you alive, dog? At 10:48, and I said, "Yeah, dude, that's my bad. I've been at Wesley's since 5, and they have zero service at their house. Not to mention that the cell towers are all down because of the bomb."
Oh yeah, the fucking bomb went off
Yeah,
in Nashville. That's
that was a dude. That
nuts.
was weird to wake up to. And then the second, did you hear about the second thing that happened with the
No.
like the copycat RV dude? That was in
No.
Murfreesboro. There was another dude that he's from Murfreesboro, and then there's this highway called 231 that's from. The two big towns that connect Lebanon and Murfreesboro, or Lebanon and Murfreesboro, and then there's like a few little towns in between, but it's like 40 minutes. And there's a copycat dude playing the same sound in like a huge RV that like he was just driving, and then they pulled him over. It was really, really creepy. But
But he wasn't planning
he
on bombing
wasn't. I
anything.
no, I don't think so. I think he was just a copycat. But yeah, that was crazy, dude. I know
Dude, that's
people.
ridiculous.
I know people that live like a good 20 minutes away from Second Avenue, which is where the bomb was. And they were like, yeah, it woke us up. Like, it was that bad.
Do they know why?
Dude, no. Like, the dude didn't, he didn't even intend to kill anybody. The whole message was saying, like, evacuate, like, whatever. It's so bizarre. So bizarre.
People are like, I heard that he was just trying to attack AT&T or some shit. Yeah,
that's what I've heard, is like he was one of those like anti-5G or something. And then I saw something that contradicted
it's giving you
that.
COVID.
Yeah, I saw something that never switched to 5G.
Every time, I'm just kidding. I was about to like,
no, dude,
get into like an Alex Jones rant.
No, but dude, I only have 5G. It definitely had something to do with AT&T though. But.
Yeah, I only get 5G when I go across the river.
You have 5G for people that,
yeah.
Is it better?
Well, I have 5GE because I have an iPhone 10, so it's really not compatible. Yeah. But I have 5GE, which is basically just LTE. It's just LTE.
Yeah. Is it better?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm never in Portland long enough for me to tell the difference, because I'm already streaming Joe Rogan or NPR or something like that, or an audiobook. So I have no idea.
But yeah, dude, that it shut down everything. Like I couldn't send a text all day. Like I couldn't watch the football. I couldn't watch the Saints game because we have satellite TV, or not satellite. We have whatever, like digital TV, and I couldn't watch the game. So I had to go to somebody's house to watch the Saints game on Christmas Day.
Just thought you were ignoring me.
I was not ignoring you. I was at Wesley's though, so I wouldn't have been able to get your text anyways because they have horrible internet. But yeah, that was a bizarre Christmas Day for real.
So for the listeners, that's why there wasn't anything last week.
Yeah, we were going to record on Christmas Eve, and then something fell through, I think, and then Christmas Day.
I still want to do that. So I found a way where we can all play Cards Against Humanity online.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, like we can get, I don't know how many people I can get on video chat.
Probably like 5 or 6 or something.
We should do that.
I can have people with me too, like we did with Reigns.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
Yeah,
that'd be dope.
We could get our famous friend John Harvey, our TikTok famous friend John Harvey, on here. He's been begging for the pod.
When are you gonna have who's the guy you manage?
Joe.
When are we gonna have him on?
We're gonna have him on. He gets back from Louisiana this coming week, I believe. Friday. We could either do next Saturday or the Saturday after that, probably.
I'm down.
Yeah, we could have him and John both on. That would be cool. They'd like that.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this will be episode 65. So 65, technically 66 episodes. Technically even more, because I've deleted a couple. But yeah, 66 episodes. No. Yeah, 66 episodes plus.
Yeah.
In 1 year.
That's dope.
That's pretty good.
We did two parts of, because we got really trashed. I want to hear that audio.
Yeah.
I want to listen back to that. That was bad. That got out of hand.
I have it.
I know. We're giving the people deep teases. We'll release that in like 2 years or something. Once we get like Spotify.
I say we start a Patreon. I say we start a Patreon and people pay us like $5 or $10.
And we do like really explicit podcasts too.
Like they're not already.
No,
but
I know,
yeah, we can do even more explicit.
Like raunchy.
Just raunchy shit. I'm just gonna
I love the word raunchy. Raunchy.
I do too. I do too. Like there's gonna be a whole episode where I just record with my asshole just showing on the camera or some shit. Just like just a bizarre.
It's literally just an OnlyFans. It's an OnlyFans, but it's for a pod.
Man, I could use the extra income, couldn't you?
We all could. I hope my direct deposit goes through. Does direct deposit go through on holidays? Because I'm supposed to get paid tonight.
No, I got paid today.
It does. It will work over holidays.
I got paid this morning.
I'm gonna have to look and see because I'm gonna be.
I'm union, baby. They take care of us.
That's dope. I don't know anything about unions, but
I didn't know much until I joined one, and I love it, dude. My health insurance should kick in next week.
That's badass. That's
going to be sick. My health insurance is $30 a month.
Oh my God. It's $30 a month.
Yeah. Health and dental.
Dude, what?
Those are just my union dues, which I need to pay my union dues.
That's
today.
Wild.
No, I can do it tomorrow. Yeah. Is it crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's wild.
Dude, union's great. I don't know if that's my union. The Carpenters Union, but I don't know if they're all like that. It's like the UBC, Union Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners, something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. $30 for health insurance. Lucy, you want to say hey to the pod? Come here. Say hey to the pod. Yeah. She's the reason
what's her name?
All alone. This is Lucy Liu.
Hi, Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Oh, girl. She can't hear you.
That's well, a cute dog.
All right. Get
April. Oh, that's horrible. Right. You have
dude,
your headphones
you smell
on.
Awful. Ugh.
Dude, my house smells awful. My apartment. Because we fucking, like the ferrets, they just stink, dude.
Yeah, she just smells like she'll just like, I don't know. She like I'll wash her and then literally 30 minutes later, she'll just run around outside and that's it. And then she'll come inside and it's just like, it's disgusting. She's going to be an outside dog here soon.
Right. Hey, I know how to frame a doghouse. I could help you.
I could probably do it too. Dude, we're building a shed. We did the, you don't have Snapchat, do you?
Nope.
All right. Well, I'll just send you the video. Me and our president the other day, we're building a shed in our barn. And we straight up, like, we only measured the outside. Like, we measured a 10 by 10 square, basically, and then just filled it in with, like, floor framing. We redneck rigged the whole thing. We did it in an hour, but it looks, like, professional. I just texted it to you.
Doubtful.
It looks pretty good. For a bunch of frat dudes that did it in an hour, it looks really good. Shout out John Durham.
I tell you what, now, we did this in what, John D?
In about an hour and 20 minutes.
Hour and 28.
Out of 20 minutes.
Your framing needs.
Oh my god.
It looks pretty good, doesn't it? All right, whatever.
It's not bad.
I'm not a part of a union, dude.
It's not bad.
About an hour 20 minutes.
I tell you what, John D.
Is that how he really sounds? Does he have an accent?
He doesn't sound that country, but he's pretty
okay. Yeah. It would have been great if he really was. About an hour 20 minutes.
About an hour 20 minutes. I do know some people like that, though.
Shout out to my Ohio and West Virginia family. But every time I go there, I come back with like a super country accent.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's up, y'all?
It'll wear off on you for sure.
Oh,
I've noticed lately. I don't know why. Like, for no good reason. I've been listening to a lot of Theo, and I have started like talking super
so you talk about
Cajun.
Yeah,
it's
so
like super country hood, but like Cajun too.
Oh, it's hella Cajun.
It's hella Cajun.
Hella.
But
Theo was just funny to listen to. He could read Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And it would just be, it'd be interesting to listen to him.
His ad reads on his, I like listening to the ad reads because they're so funny. Like,
yep.
They're genuine and hilarious. But
you know whose ad reads I used to enjoy, but I skip them now? Joe Rogan's.
Yeah, they used to be really funny when he'd do like pocket pussy ads and stuff.
Oh, I didn't listen to Joe Rogan.
Neither did I, but I'm going back and listen to like all the ones with Bert and all the ones with like
Red Band.
Yeah, Red Band. I don't know. I like Red Band sometimes, but sometimes he was too much on the pod. But
was he?
Yeah, I don't know. So, they were good though because they were so like it was just three dudes in a room with like a camcorder from 1992. Like mm-hmm. It was really good.
I wish I would have started a podcast then, because what we're doing now would have been high quality shit.
Yeah, we're late to the game now though.
It is what it is.
It'll buff.
But that make me hard sign on the first couple episodes, Joe Rogan finally explained that in the most recent episode.
What was it?
The make me hard. It's like in the background. It's from the fucking what is it? The Man Show.
With Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope.
Yeah. So I didn't know that. I was like, what the fuck is this sign? They were like, oh, well, you can keep it. We don't want this sign. He goes, fine. I'm going to keep it. And he put it in the podcast.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Hey, do you listen to Bussin' with the Boys at all? You know that is? Bussin' with the Boys. You don't really watch football, do you? Okay, then you wouldn't know who these guys are. It's two Tennessee Titans, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. They started a podcast like a year and a half ago or something. I've been really into them lately too. They're hilarious. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So, I'm not – basketball is my sport. Basketball is a real – like is a thing that I nerd out with
a
little bit. Not too hard. Like I don't know statistics or anything like that, but I keep track. Mm. It's the only sport I actually keep track of.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you who's like who's leading in the NFL right now.
Yeah. We've all been really into like I just don't like watching basketball, but all of my friends, because they just legalized gambling. Dude, it's so boring. I don't know why. I liked playing basketball. I just never liked watching it. But they just legalized gambling in Tennessee in October, November.
Your boy about to be rich.
That's just all we've been doing is like placing these little mini parlays, and then you're like invested in the game, like you got some skin in. So like you're dialed into it, and that's what I've been doing. So that's been fun. But
do you think we could play virtual pong
on here?
Yeah.
Oh, like just set up a camera and actually play?
Fuck yeah. I don't know why I was thinking of that. In my mind, I'm like, we can make bets on that or just get fucking hammered.
For the Patreon. Playing pong. Bring a partner. Each of us bring a partner one day.
Yep.
That'd be fun. I'm down.
And for the OnlyFans, we'll do naked pong.
We'll do strip pong. We'll play strip pong with our buddy.
Strip pong. Oh, yeah, that's better. I was just going to be full nude the whole time. Got to give the fans what they want, baby.
Yeah, for sure.
Got to give the fans what they want.
No doubt.
Yeah, so 2020 was a fucked up year.
Yeah, we totally got off of that recap. Whoops.
Yeah, but good year overall. I mean, I'm settled into a career that I'm enjoying. I'm living in a place that I can actually call home. Like, I love the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. People are a little fucking edgy here. I don't think they get enough sun or some shit. But besides that, I love it here.
Good.
Yeah, I really love it here. So 2020 really overall wasn't that bad.
Yeah, 2021. It's just been weird, dude. Like, it's so weird to me now that, like, it's totally normal that – like we have to socially distance and you can't have parties and da 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 da. Like, dude, once it comes back, like shit's going to go down. I feel like
people are going to go hard.
They're going to go so hard.
People are going to die.
I don't
know. More deaths are going to happen in the first year where things get back to normal than COVID took.
That's a hot take, but I don't know if I disagree with it.
From like partying, yeah. I think Florida alone will have like 40% of those deaths.
Probably.
Florida's been open, so maybe not there. California will have 40% of those deaths. New York will have like a good 30%. And then the rest of the United States will divvy up the rest.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. It's going to be, people are going to go fucking hard.
Yeah, they are. It's going to be wild, dude. I'm looking forward to it though, honestly. Because like, dude, we haven't had any live music. No movie theaters, no bars, no live sporting events, no parties. Dude.
Bro, the worst of them all, no libraries.
No libraries. That's horrible. I haven't been able to study. No
fucking libraries. I haven't been able to get a fucking library card here.
I can't tell if you're kidding or not, because I feel like you would be the nerd to be dead serious.
I'm actually like dead ass serious. I'm so pissed off. I called them last week. I go, yeah, like I know you guys have this like whole COVID thing, because there's a beautiful fucking library, in downtown Vancouver. It's just like a 10-minute drive. And I'm like, oh, I want to go in there, but you can't.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you can sign up online and like we use Libby. I'm like, I already have Libby, bitch. I want to go into your fucking library and can't go in there. I didn't call her a bitch. I'm calling her a bitch now because I know she doesn't listen to the podcast.
You get super pissed.
And the librarian, if you do listen to this podcast, you're very sweet. You're very nice. Actually, probably the nicest person I've talked to in Vancouver, but you won't let me in the fucking door. So I'm
going to go break in, dude.
Could you imagine the fucking headline? Dude breaks into library just to steal a library card.
Yeah. That'd be a good
one. I would be the idiot that does that.
I wouldn't.
Who knows? I don't know how much of this whiskey I'm going to drink tonight. So I might end up at the fucking library.
If you see somebody in the headlines for breaking into a library, we know who it was.
It was a Lakota motherfucking towel. 2021 is going to be a good year. I think it's already on the upswing for a lot of people.
A second.
That have, like, you know, with the vaccines coming out. You know, depending on your political affiliation, you know, half the country is really stoked on Biden. I'm indifferent. I don't give a shit. I know I'm going to make more money because of him, because the unions are super liberal.
Yeah.
So
that's good. That's a positive.
Yeah. They're going to get me a re-rate. So that's good. I'm not mad about that. I keep staring at this thing. Have I ever showed you this?
No. What the
You can't
hell?
Really read it. It's a globe. It's just a paperweight. It says take on the world. My neighbor back in high school in Anchorage, when I graduated, gave me this as a graduation gift. And I always keep it right there on my desk, anywhere I work. That was 10 years ago, almost.
That's badass. I love gifts like that. They're like super low key, but you keep them all the time.
Wasn't even close with them.
Yeah.
Yep. I was like, I fucking love this gift. I have no idea how it survived every single move.
Yeah.
Because this has moved from Alaska to Texas to Alaska to Texas to Chicago to Alaska back to Texas and now Vancouver.
That's dope.
Still got it. Fuck yeah, dude.
Gotta have your lucky day.
Yeah, so let's, because I know you need to leave soon. Let's go over resolutions. You got any?
I didn't even think of anything. You go first.
Okay, well, actually, before I get to mine, I just want to celebrate. I'm sure I don't look thinner on camera, but that's fine. This time last year, I weighed 280 pounds. I was a fat fuck. Guess how much I weigh now?
255.
235.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit. That's a huge difference. That's wild.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
That's wild.
So my resolution for 2021 is, of course, a weight loss one. I want to get under 200. Ideally, I'd like to be between 180, 185 Damn. For my frame. But yeah.
That's badass, which, dude.
Yeah, I think is totally doable.
That's so sick.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So that's my one first of my one resolutions. Off the dome is to make better grades. Because that straight did not care about school this semester whatsoever.
I fucking ghosted those classes.
Dude, I did not put forth any effort. Which probably, actually, I guarantee I'm not the only one, because I know quite a few people who did not put forth effort either. But yeah, I want to make better grades, do better in school.
Well, Cabe, if everyone jumps off a bridge, will you jump off with them?
Probably, yeah. Is there water?
No one ever got that far. I don't know. I've never heard that.
The other one I would say is to either get an internship or start a job somewhere, like in the industry, and have Joe and John both on some sort of successful path. We're laying out plans for both of them for the year in like a week and 2 weeks. A tentative plan, obviously, because everything's still shut down and whatnot. But hopefully John can actually capitalize on this TikTok thing that he's got going on. That's how a lot of people are getting signed right now. And that would be magnificent if we could capitalize on that, whether that's getting a booking agent or getting someone to just help us along the way. And same with Joe too. He's got a good TikTok following as well. So, yeah, I don't really have like an official resolution for either of them, but, get on a successful path for prosperity in this very volatile industry.
That's a good one. Yeah. It's a really good two resolutions. We should start a TikTok and you should manage it.
Dude, I can't do TikTok. I just like, we could do it from clips.
You're obsessed with it.
I know, but we could do clips. I can't make TikTok. Like, I'm funny off the cuff. I'm not funny like writing jokes or stuff, like anything.
No, I'm not either. I'm not funny at all, actually. But I could edit the clip. Oh my God. I'm still pissed about that. But whatever.
We'll figure it out.
Like that clip that I made, right? It was funny.
Yeah, it was.
Right? It was good. Well edited, I think. We could do shit like that, like little 1 minute clips to tease the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Do the same thing on YouTube, same thing on Instagram.
We can talk about that this week. I'm definitely down for that.
Fuck yeah. And so that way it can drive a little bit more more listeners. That's a big goal for 2021, is really like buckle down and put more effort and more money into the podcast.
Yeah.
Because for people that haven't already figured it out, these are off the cuff conversations. Nothing's planned. Like sometimes I'll have an outline of like, oh, I want to discuss this with Cabe or, you know, shit like that. But it's really just like, hey man, what's up? Da 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 da.
I like and that. It just goes I like from that there. It's off the cuff. It's simple. It's not, and it's authentic in a way, which is, I don't know. I think that's a big,
it's very authentic.
Yeah.
It's not scripted. This is not heavily produced.
Not at all.
I don't do any production. Zencaster, shout out to Zencaster. They do all the post-production. I just put it together and add goat sounds.
I did post-prod one time. It sounded pretty good.
You did.
That was our first you one, did. I think. First or second
one. The first one that we did.
Yeah, where I was a guest. Back in like
and we April. Did it in a weird way, didn't we? Yeah, we didn't use Zencaster.
No, we talked on the phone and we both recorded in a GarageBand. Like I had my mic right here recording me into GarageBand, and then I had my phone plugged up with headphones and listening to you, and then we were just talking back and forth, and then you sent me your audio file and I spliced them together and like added reverb and like all the shit.
Dude, and it was really good. And in my we were talking about, I don't know if we talked about it on that podcast. You guys can listeners can go back. It was the first one that Cabe was on. But that fucking episode, I think we talked about, or maybe it was off the mics, how I wish there was already a program that existed that did all of that. And then boom, I found Zencaster. And I was like, done.
It's your phone listening to you, dude. What's your phone that? Listening to you, man. It's your phone.
Yeah.
Instagram ads, targeted ads. They're ruining our lives.
They are. But they're also bettering this podcast. Yeah, because if I didn't see that ad for Zencaster, we would still be doing that, and you'd still be doing post-production probably.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, especially, it's really bad, but.
Yeah, if we're doing like a 3-hour fucking episode.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I know that because I've gone through 3-hour episodes, like clipping shit, and I'm like, fuck. But that is one thing that I want to get better at, is having clips for people to funnel more listeners. Ideally, I would like us to get into like the thousands per episode.
I'm with you.
Versus like not even touching 100 yet.
Yeah.
So we'll get there. It's the first year. I mean, I'm just excited that I fucking stuck with something for a year and I have a great co-host.
Oh yeah. I'm with it.
Which, yeah, I need to send you shirts.
Yeah. You asked me that in like September, I think.
Yeah. I'm a procrastinator.
Yeah.
I think I think April has a maid.
It's whatever. It's all good.
But what size shirt are you? Large, right?
If it's long sleeve, then XL. If it's not, then large.
You got it.
Yeah.
Shirts will be coming your way. Anyways, dog. Yeah. I mean, that's it. 2020 was a good year, but a weird year. I look forward to getting back into the gym because I can't go to the gym up here. I'm looking forward to being able to sit at inside an actual restaurant with my wife.
Dude.
I'm like,
I hate really when we couldn't do that. That was horrible. We can.
Well, in Texas, we could. Texas, they could give two shits. They're like, yeah, wear masks. Come on in.
Yeah.
Right. And then we get up here and they're like, oh, like, yeah, don't walk past the foyer. What? Yeah, just stay there. We'll come to you.
Yeah.
Fuck. Like, except for this Mexican restaurant we went to today. We found a Mexican restaurant that I think April will, you know, occasionally eat at. She's really picky when it comes to Mexican food, which I don't blame her. I mean, growing up right there on the border, I'd be picky too. But they had like the whole outdoor seating was like screened in with tarp or some shit, like a clear plastic. So it blocked all the wind and all the rain. And they had like really good heaters just blowing on us.
Yeah.
And it was like sitting at a restaurant. It was nice.
That's dope.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense because we could have done the same fucking thing inside.
Yep. Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Anyways, dude, yeah, 2021 is
going to be
a quick shout.
Go ahead.
Mike Jones Jr. He plays for Clemson. He's a linebacker slash safety hybrid, I think. I don't really know. I mean, he's usually playing deep coverage, whatever. They're playing Ohio State tomorrow. I think they're playing. Yeah, they're playing Ohio State tomorrow. And I texted him last night, and he said if he gets a pick, he's going to throw up an 80, four fingers on each hand, and a zero for me because we played high school ball together. So if you see number 6 in orange, get a pick. And he shouts out an 80. It's for me.
That's awesome. we were going to have him on the podcast.
Yeah, we were.
We were going to have him on the podcast. We still need to.
Yeah, we can get him on after their playoff is over with because their stuff right now is rigorous. This with COVID is horrible. They cannot do anything.
Well, no, you don't want to risk it. But you know, no like diss on Mike Jones Jr., but I'm a Ohio State fan. So yeah. My whole family were Buckeyes fans. So
I'm looking forward to
it. I have no dog in the fight though. So go Mike Jones.
Go Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones Jr.
Who?
Mike. What are you saying?
You're not getting it.
No, I don't get it.
You're not kidding. Who? Mike Jones.
Oh, the rapper Mike Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yeah, that's okay. You're a country,
yeah, he's
country
older, guy. He's older than me.
Oh, that's before your time. Yeah,
before my time.
I don't think people understand. There is a huge age gap between you and I.
Yeah, there is.
Almost 8 years, buddy.
Yeah, well, it's not that weird, though. Dude, once you turn 18, no. You can be friends with anybody.
I know. Say that word again.
Anybody.
Oh, you said anybody. Oh. Like, that's not a word. I've also been drinking, so fuck it. Whatever. Yeah, there's an age gap, though. I'm your elder by, like, a lot.
Okay. You're not my elder.
I am.
No, you're not.
I am. You will respect me, mijo.
You will not. Get out of here. You're not my elder.
You will call me Papa.
I will not ever call you Papa. Never.
No, but it's just funny. I've always, like, you know, when I turned probably like 22 or so, I like that age group is so fun.
Yeah.
Like when all my friends were 22, it was like, that was just such a great, great time. And like everything, you know, between like 17 and 22 was such a great time. And then as I get older, I constantly find myself gravitating between like, you know, 21 to 24, and then anywhere from like 30 to 36, like in that age group.
Yeah.
Like those two age groups, nothing in my fucking age group. Yeah. Nothing anymore. So it's just, it's interesting, dude. 2021, I'm going to be 28. That's fucking nuts.
When's your birthday?
July 12th.
I need to put that on my calendar.
When's yours? So I can put yours in mine.
Thursday.
It's fucking Thursday?
Yeah, dude. You flying down here? We're going out. Out on the town, bruh.
I can't take time off work.
Yeah, you can. What'd you say?
I really can't. Yeah, I really can't. I'm an apprentice. That is frowned upon. April, my wife already asked, like, oh, will you take time off? I'm like, I can't. Like, I really can't. Your birthday is January 7th?
Yeah.
I got you, dog.
I'd say we could record on my birthday, but I plan on waking up and immediately taking shots. So I might not make
it to 5 p.m.
Might not make it to 5 p.m., but
that'll be the second Patreon.
Oh, yes. I'll send you vlogs, dude. Yes.
Do it.
I'll send you vlogs.
Do it. Do it. Let me punch this shit in every year. Yep. There you go. Cape Doggy Dog birthday every year.
Cape Doggy Dog.
I put it between 5 and 6 p.m. Your birthday is only 5 to 6 p.m.
You just did that because that's day. When you get off work and you can text me. I know exactly why you did that.
No, lazy, that was just like a weird thing.
Lazy bad.
Anyways, my fucking Mac's about to die. You got to get to your friends.
Yeah, I got
to
go.
All right. Hey, this year sucked. Kind of interesting. Whatever. 2021 is going to be really good for this podcast and for everyone, dude. Happy New Year. I love you, bro.
Happy New Year. Love you too, dude.
Yeah. Be safe tonight. Have fun.
We will.
All right. Peace, listeners.
Bye, y'all.
We'll see you next year, bitches.